holding the last mission of the third parak of Avakama. We're going to show now the standards of Hamotim Lechaver Olavaraya, that the burden of proof rests on the person claiming money, i.e. the Nizik, the damaged party. He has to prove that he's entitled to money from the Mazik in order to get paid. And so the standards are quite high. So, there can be a bunch of cases, one after the other. So the first case is Shor Shai Adif Acher Shor Acher. We're going to have the victim. I'll call the Mazik and Nizik. That's the best to get names of them. The Mazik's shore is chasing after the Nizik's shore. It's a bad choice of things. We'll just call them. Levi's going to be our victim throughout the whole thing. So we have Reuven's cow goes chasing after Levi's cow. Levi's a loser in this. Levi's a loser in these Mishnahs here. So Levi's shore goes running away with being chased by Reuven's shore around the corner. And when we go and look what happened next, Behuzak, we see that poor Levi Shor now is dead. Whatever. Ze Omer Shorcha Hizik. You know, DC's got a big fat, head wound. So Levi says, Shorcha Hizik, your cow obviously attacked my cow and did it in. Right? Ze Omer, and Reuben says, maybe not, low key, maybe not. Ela B'Sel Laka, maybe it ran headlong into that rock over there. And that's the damages. And maybe my cow didn't do it. Now, in other words, Reuven's not even denying that my cow chased your cow around the bend. And if it ran into a wall, that's because my cow was chasing it. But my cow didn't do it, necessarily. So this case, that the category of cases falls into, is like the most, I'll call it the most... the strongest case for the benefit of the Nizuk. In other words, short of the Mazuk admitting he's at fault, one step down is this case. This is called, this category of case is called a Bari and a Shema. Bari means certain and Shema means uncertain. So in other words, the case is the Nizuk, Levi, is saying, I'm certain. I got there in time to see what happened. And I'm telling you, your cow did this to my cow. And the Mazik, the person who's been claimed against, whatever, I shouldn't call him Mazik, the person, the Nitva, the guy who's been claimed against, Reuven says, I don't know, maybe not. He's not saying no. He's not denying it. He's just saying, maybe not. Maybe you tripped. Maybe your cow's a clumsy cow. Maybe another cow came out of the woodworks and bit in and disappeared. I don't know what happened. I'm not denying it. I'm just not admitting it. Even then, that's the strongest case in the benefit of the Nizik. Even then, Hamotim Lechaver Olavaraya, still the burden of proof rests on the person making the claim, the Tovea, the Nizik in this case. So in other words, if he can't bring two witnesses that say, we saw that cow attack that cow, then the Reuven will not have to pay. Even though Reuven admits, and we have witnesses that saw that Reuven's cow chased around the bend, since whatever happened behind the bend stayed behind the bend, and we don't know what happened next, we just see a dead Levi's injured cow or a dead cow. Still, Hamotim Lechaver Olavaraya, the burden of proof rests on Levi. He can't bring proof that Reuven's cows who did it, Reuven will not pay. So that's setting the baseline.
So security cameras wouldn't help.
It's an old new question. I don't know. Presumably not. I don't know. That's for a basin to decide if they want to accept security cameras. I can't imagine. I should say, I could imagine courts accepting in a scenario like this, the security video. Like, you see what happened, it's on film. But I could also imagine courts saying, no, CCTV can be tampered with. So, I don't know, that'd be the best. I mean, you mean ladies, yeah. I understand. So I just don't know the facts, how the court deals with the CCTV. Okay, but that's your baseline case. So you see already, it's like the standard is very high once again. Now, we're going to have lots of cases in a row. The next case is Hayu Shnaim Rodfim Acher Echad. Now you have Reuven and Shimon, and they each have a cow, and they go chasing Levi's cow around the bend. Levi's the loser in all the cases here. And now we get around the bend and we see there's Reuven and Shimon's cow happily grazing, and there's Levi's cow dead with a pulp on the ground. Right? Or the broken leg, it doesn't matter. And Levi says, hey guys, you gotta pay up. And so Reuven points his finger at Shimon and says, Shorcha Hizik, that must have been your cow. And Zelmer and Shimon says, Reuven, no, Shorcha Hizik, maybe it's your cow. Maybe. No one's certain. No one necessarily certain. Mm-hmm. Each one can be saying, maybe you, I don't know. Who said I did it? Who said you? Maybe you threw it. Shnei and Baturim, they're both off the hook.
What if one of their cows have blood all over?
I think still not.
No evidence?
I mean, circumstantial evidence. I don't think so.
Would help?
Maybe he's trying to help, but you know, roll it over. Who knows? No, wouldn't help. Wouldn't help. I don't think. Wouldn't help. So.
Even if you saw that the Shimon's cow was full of blood.
Yeah, I don't think it would help. I don't think it would help.
That's it.
Who knows? Maybe Shimon was trying to help it. Shimon's cow was trying to help the poor Levi's cow and roll it over. I don't know. Anyways, no. So. Next case, Imhayu Shneim Shel Ish Echad. Okay, now, third case is Reuven has two cows, okay, and both cows chase Levi around the bend, Levi's cow around the bend, and Levi's cow ends up being dead, whatever, or hurt. And this time we have witnesses that saw one of those cows do it. They're not prepared to testify which of the two cows, they look the same to them, they're too far away, whatever the story is, but this time witnesses saw around the bend. Those two cows, one of those two cows, did that cow in. So, Shnan Chayavim, they're both obligated. But, as we're going to see shortly, it's going to be the lesser of the two cows. I'll give examples by the next, you'll see what I mean, I don't even get to it. You'll see the next cases, you'll see what I mean. For example, Haya Echad Gadol Ve'Echad Katan. Let's say one was big and one was little. Now, just remember this. When you have it, we're talking about everything we said up to now would be true if it's Tam or Mu'ud. But here, in this case, we need to now understand that the case is talking about Reuven's cows are regular Tam cows. Okay? But one is big and one is little. And the Nizik, in this case, first of all, before I even say next to the Mishnah, in such a case, so that, remember, you collect Megufa from the value of the body of the animal. So if one little cows worth 100 and a big cows worth $1,000. So you want to collect from the big cow because that makes your cap much higher. Right? For argument's sake, there's $500 of damage done to Levi's cow. So if Levi, it says Shneim Chayavin, both of them are on the hook, but because we know one of them did it. But Levi would love to collect from the big cow because if you collect the big cow, you can collect $500 damage from the whole $1,000 cow and get the whole cow, pay back in full. If he doesn't collect from the little cow, he can only get $100 because that's the whole value of the cow. So he loses $400. Took $500 damage, little cow's only worth $100, that's all he can get paid. So then when it says here, Shnei and Chayavin, they're both on the hook, it means that the less of the two, who said it was the bigger cow, maybe it was the little cow. So then, no one's fighting, in other words, Levi is saying, your cow is for my cow, Reuven's saying, apparently so, witness was saying, definitely so. Okay, so then Reuven will have to pay, but only has to pay from is from the little of the two cows, the cow worth $100. And the loss has occurred. The rest of the difference, the loss, incurred by.
It's a certainty that he's that much damage.
Yeah, exactly. That much liability is there. Exactly right. Exactly.
But witnesses couldn't tell how it's a big cow or a little cow.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, if it bothers, you're right. Correct.
What happens? They make a compromise. You take both the value of both and divide it by two.
No, the less. No, hamotzim mechaber levar. The burden's on the proof. So the little less of the two.
But I mean, in this case, where we say definitely killed them, one of these two.
So he'll pay from the little one.
That's it.
Less. Yeah. The most he can prove for certain is it was the lesser cow. I mean, the case of big and little, if it bothers you, so say one was a sickly cow, or not sickly, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Okay, fine. Now, Haya Echad Gadol Ve'Echad Katan. Now, continuing on, if you have one big cow, one little cow, here it doesn't mean big in value and little in value. Hanizik Omer Gadol Hizik, and the damaged party says the big one did it. V'amazik omer loki ela katan hizik. So now he's admitting it, but he's saying, no, it was the littler one. So then, or similarly, same principle, echatam echad muad. You know, I'll speak that one out first so it's clear. So in other words, I'm only admitting, the Levi says, your cows hurt my cow, and I have witnesses. And the Reuven says, was it one cow or two cows? And he says, one cow. I don't know which one, but one of your cows, and one of your cows clearly did it. I have witnesses. And he says, well, maybe it's a little one. He'll only pay the little one. Now, yeah, I'll come back to that in a second, but let me say that for now. Now, echad tam, echad mu'ud, and the same would go. He has two cows, but now instead of big and little, one is a tam, one is a mu'ud. Now, there's a world of difference. Because when it comes to tam, it's capped at the value of the animal. When it comes to mu'ud, it's unlimited liability. Right? Because you're harboring a dangerous animal now on mu'ud. Okay? So, hanizik omer mu'ud hizik, and the witnesses saw that one of the two cows did it, and the nizik says, listen, your cows hurt me, I want you to pay me from the full amount of my damages, because it was your big cow maybe. But mazik omer aloki elatam hizik, says no, maybe it was a little one. So then hamotim b'chaver lavaraya, the burden of proof rests on the nizik, the person making the claim, the toveya. Now, there's a big difference in what he says, a world of difference. This is going to, you know, put another bee in your bonnet here. If he says, and I was kind of careful to navigate it this way, if the Levi is saying, one of your cows hurt my cow, so then, and I want you to pay the, and he says, so maybe the big one, pay me for the big one, or maybe the mu'ud, pay me in full. And then Mazik says, okay, one of my cows hurt you, maybe it was the little one, maybe it was the tom. So then Hamotz Mechaver Levaraya, all he has to pay for is the little one or the tom, Megufo. However, get this, John, you're gonna love this. If the mazik says, then the nizik, the damaged party, says, I know for sure it was your mu'ud. I saw it, and you owe me for the mu'ud. I'm not saying one of the two. I'm saying that one. And then nizik says, no, it wasn't that one. I know for a fact it was the other one. I'm only admitting to the little one hurt. So guess what? He pays nothing. Pays nothing. Because it's a separate category of things called Toan Chita de Modis Oren. It's a different category of claim altogether. Whereas if I say, you know, I let you borrow the exact mission, I let you borrow a barrel of my wheat, you owe me a barrel of wheat back, and you say, I don't owe you any wheat at all, but I happen to owe you a barrel of barley, so then I can't claim the wheat at all. You don't pay me at all. Because like it's too, you know, I don't know, conflicting, I don't mean, how do I like that? So actually, there's, in other words, no admission at all. I'm not admitting anything. You're claiming it was my big cow, I'm saying no, it wasn't. So, end of story, back to the first part of the Mishnah. Nothing, I don't pay anything. So the clever Toan, the clever damaged party, will say one of your cows. And then he says, okay, the lesser, so fine, the lesser. So I'm not denying it. I'm just admitting the lesser too. Yep. See, everyone's moving, ready to go. We can go a little more. You guys want to stop? Should we stop today? Yeah, fine, good, let's go more. Finish the Mishnah. So it says, this same stories are getting on here. Hai nizokin shnayim, echa gadol echa katan. Here you have, you have two damaged cows. One is the big one, and one is the little one. I'll draw a board. And also, my two cows attacked your two cows. You have a big cow and a little cow, and I have a big cow and a little cow. Echad gadol v'echad katan. Hanizik omer, so what of course the nizik is going to say is, okay, well, your big one attacked my big one, and your little one attacked my little one. And the mazik says, no, low key, maybe not. Ella, katan, that's a gadol of gadol, a katan. Maybe my big one attacked your little one, and my little one attacked your big one. So he'll only pay like that. Now I'll draw the picture on the board in the second to illustrate. And the same goes. Echad tam, echad mu'ud. Reuven has two cows. One's a tam, one's a mu'ud. Hanizik Omer and Levi, who had two cows, each of which got done in by one of Reuven's two cows. He says, mu'ud hizik as a gadol. Your mu'ud attacked my big one, and your tam attacked my little one. And tam is some katan. And the mazik says, low key, maybe not. Ella, tam as a gadol, mu'ud as a katan. Maybe my tam attacked your big one, and my mu'ud attacked your little one. The same principles we said do not apply. I'll just illustrate the point to make sure it's clear. We'll go with big and little to make it easy now. Okay, here's our cows. Here's Reuven's, the mazik. Okay, he has two cows, as you can see. And here is Levi's dead cows, or unhappy cows. There you go. Levi, the nizik. Okay, so here's what's going on. I'm going to give examples here. Levi's two cows are worth, this one was worth 1,000, and now it's only worth 400. It was 1,000, now it's 400. Okay, so it's a 600 damage. And this one was worth 1,000, and now, I'll make it this clear. This one was worth 500, and now it's worth 400. Okay, so the damage here is 100. Okay, this is the gadol. This is the katan. Okay, and these two cows here are the mazik's cows. It could be either I'll do them for now. I'll do the first case, big and little. They're both toms. Actually, yeah. So this one scored. So this one's worth. This is the big one over here. So this one was worth, let's say, 1,000. And this is the katan, the little one, is only worth 100. Okay. So now, if the nizik, that's the setup here, right? So now, the nizik wants to claim that your big one attacked my big one and your little one attacked my little one. Why is that relevant? Because then they're ton. They're paying chetzi nizik. So this is $600 damage. So he'll pay 300, right? And this is $100 damage. He'll pay 50 for a total of 350. Okay, dollars in payment. The mazik will say no, maybe not. Maybe it was my little one attacked your big one, and my big one attacked your little one. In which case, what? Say the damage here is still 600, right? But it's capped at 100, the value of the little one. So it's only gonna be 100 over here, and here so it's fine. Here's 100 to pay 50. That's the nezik. So the payment will be 150. So that's all I have to pay, the less of the two. Yeah, and the same exact idea goes. That's clear, right? I'll make it that. Here. Instead, if we just have one being the, this one being the muad and this being the tum, so the same. Let's just illustrate again. It's the same way. The same is going to go. Muad just pays unlimited damage, and the tum pays half damage. So you want, for a big loss, you want to be not limited in your ability to recover. So the same way. What? The numbers will be a little different, but the idea is still the same. Right? Exactly. I'll straighten it out here. So, in this case, since the Nizik is going to claim that I took 600 damage, so you owe me 600, because your Muad pays Nizik Shalom. Okay? And the little one attacked my little one, that's 100, so you pay Chetzi Nizik, 50. So I want 650 in damages. That's what the Nizik claims. The Mazik says no, maybe not. Maybe it was like this. So my Muad attacked your little cow. So Nizik Shalom, I pay 100. My Tom attacked your big one. So I pay Chatzi Nizik, 600 damage, but it's capped at 100. So I pay as 100. So it'll be 200. So you only pay 200 instead of 650. Okay, fine. There it is.